Words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مدي في زمن إن شاء الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. Welcome back to another episode of our series, which goes by the name of Our Quran. Yes, Our Quran. My Quran, Your Quran, Our Quran. Quran revealed to the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every single one of us. To every single one of us, Our Quran. And of course, the entire purpose of this is to increase our understanding of the glorious Quran, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to do so, as well as this to, of course, to build love for the Quran, to develop a deeper connection to the glorious Quran. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us this, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we do begin on today's topic, let's listen to one of the virtues of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It has been stated, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة, that he who recites salat upon the noble messenger صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم just once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Today's topic on our Quran is, you can say, deeply spiritual. It's heart softening. It's directly connected to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A direct connection between us and Allah. We can directly speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to do so. Yes, many of you would have guessed that right. Today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about dua in light of the Quran, our Quran, and dua, supplication. Now, supplications, dua, some people would call it. Yes, it's actually technically, you know, the actual correct Arabic pronunciation, dua. People say, do dua for me. Fine, mashallah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you, may Allah Ta'ala keep you forever happy. It's always keep me in your prayers. Yes, dua. Dua, my dear viewers of Madani channel, supplication in English, if you wish. You can say there are two types. There's one, those supplications, its wording, in terms of its wording. The first type are those duas, those supplications, whose words come from us ourselves. We would formulate words on our tongues, from our minds, from our hearts, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the needs too of the dua are those which are personal, those which are intimate to ourselves, which would involve personal needs. Yes, meaning the first type are those du'as whose words are our own, for our own selves maybe, the words which we've made of ourselves. And the second type of du'a, supplication, are those supplications whose words are not of our own, but these words we have been taught. These are words from many a time, the glorious Qur'an itself. Now think about this. If a servant, a man of Allah, a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does dua and he uses his own words, fine. But imagine using those words, verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Is there a difference between the two? Of course there is. There is a massive difference. Yes, you know, it's a difference. The words of the Creator, Azza wa Jal, and one are the words of the creation, as nothing. Which one would be closer to being accepted? Yes, whose supplication or which supplication is closer to acceptance? Of course, the ones which are superior. The verses, the du'as given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, many within the glorious Quran. These are recited within our salah. Various form of prayers, taraweeh, our night prayers. Yes? These verses are verses which would make a person's heart tremble. That would bring tears to a person's eyes and no doubt purity to a person's soul. And when these Quranic verses, of course, these supplications are understood, it feels as though the heart has been cleansed. That the light of the Quran has instilled itself or filled our hearts, our chests, our insides. And inshallah azza wa jal, today that's what we shall be hearing about some of the du'as of the glorious Quran, in light of course of the Quran, and trying to understand to a sense those du'as and when to recite those du'as. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the divine enabling grace to act upon this knowledge, inshallah. Now that was a dua. And that dua was, it were it was composed of words of my own. Allahu Akbar. But as we have heard, these are nothing in comparison to those given to us within the glorious Quran. So my dear viewers, inshallah, let's come to some du'as from the glorious Quran in Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions fasting, Ramadan, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then immediately mentions a dua. And you know, this is actually quite beautiful because even this dua itself is prefaced with a statement. You know, before the dua itself, it is preceded by a statement given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. How brilliant is that? And what is the statement? That statement itself refers to dua, refers to turning to Allah Ta'ala, to asking from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The statement is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servants ask you, O Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when my servants ask you concerning me, then indeed, I am near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say I'm going to become, of course, Allah ta'ala is free from that. It's not that Allah ta'ala is distant at first and then Allah ta'ala becomes near to you. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he is near, he is close. Of course, he's all seeing, he's all hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near you. You can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all knowledge of your situation, even better than you. And Allah ta'ala tells us, what? Not only am I near you, but then what? When my servants ask of me, yes, I am near. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask of me, I am near. This is then followed by أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I answer the prayer, or I respond to the supplication, the dua of the supplicant. That person who is calling out to me, that person who is asking, who is supplicating. إِذَا دَعَانِي. Whenever he calls upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens, not only listens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your prayers too. And then the verse continues, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So they should respond to me. And they should believe in me, so that they may be rightly guided. Allahu Akbar, the dua is not a sign of weakness. Dua itself is a ibadah. Dua itself is a form of worship. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has told us, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. That supplication is actually the essence of worship. That is beautiful. And this we find within the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that dua truly is a weapon of a believer. When the words of the dua from the Quran revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine the power. Imagine the power of that dua. Allahu Akbar. So Allah ta'ala has taught us, ask Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is close. Allah ta'ala is qareeb. Never be despondent. Never give up. Yes? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about? What do you ask Allah ta'ala for? Ya Allah, give me lots of money. Ya Allah, give me a Ferrari. Ya Allah, I want a massive house with 20 bedrooms. I want to be rich. That's, you know, what people think about all the time. But what has the Quran taught us? The Quran has no mention of Ferraris. The Quran has, of course, none of cars. The Quran, my dear viewers of Madrid channel, does not teach us that du'as are for myself only, or they are of worldly things. But rather, the Quran teaches us to do du'a for your parents. Yes. Dua, supplicate, you are asking. Not for yourself, though, us for your parents. It's stated within the glorious Quran. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا, O my Lord, إِرْحَمْهُمَا, show mercy upon them too, mother and father. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صغيرا, just as they had raised me when I was small. So Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon them. Now this dua is for, yes, living parents as well as those who have passed away. It is completely incorrect to think that forgiveness can only be sought after your parents have passed away. No. Of course, we can do dua for our parents even whilst they are with us. And we should constantly do dua for our parents. And we should request for our parents to do dua for us. Supplicating for our parents is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to accept our duas. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. So yes, you do dua for your parents, but then parents should do dua for the children. You should do dua for, if you have children, yes, your offspring. This is one of the best things a parent can have. One of the best things a parent can be given. Children who do dua for them. So parents should do dua to have children to do dua for them. It benefits them too. And of course, this has been taught to us within the glorious Quran. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a dua from the Quran, a dua which we have heard so many times and we read every single day, not even just once, but at least five times a day in our five prayers. The dua is Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. That, oh my Lord, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي, make me مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ, a one of those who they establish their prayer. Make me an establisher of prayer. And also, my dhurriya, my offspring, Rabbana, O our Lord, accept my supplication. When children pray their salah, the Quran gives us the fruit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that certainly the prayer prevents immorality and wrongdoing, indecency. A praying child is a true treasure. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always do dua, Ya Allah, give me a son. Ya Allah, give me children. Ya Allah, please give me a daughter. Whenever doing dua for children, we should always ask, Ya Allah, grant me a pious son. Ya Allah, grant me a pious daughter. Ya Allah, grant me many pious children. This is what we should do dua for. Because, and it's very sad, you know, for, I feel sad saying this, but sometimes children are not the happiness, but they are the displeasure of the parents. And sometimes parents would regret the day that child is born. And this is sad to say, to hear, but this is the reality. And some would even use words such as cursing the day an individual is born. So when we do dua, we should do the proper dua. Yes, Ya Allah, grant me pious children. Such children who shall become the happiness and the coolness of our eyes and our heart. Yes, that's what we should do dua for, inshallah, azza wa jal. Then there's also du'as mentioned, again, within the glorious Quran. But du'as mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the servants of the most merciful, He Himself, Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated within the glorious Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ. How beautiful is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us, is addressing the servants, the slaves, the creation, the believers. And the description used is وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, and the translation is what? And the people of the infinitely gracious. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is describing Himself as gracious. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ, those who يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, the عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ are those who walk humbly upon the earth. Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant address them, what do they say? They say, Salam. Salam, peace. Among their supplication, there is the dua for the protection of hell. رَبَّنَا صُرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. O our Lord, turn away from us the punishment of the fire of hell. There's dua for family comfort. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. O our Lord, grant us from our spouses and our children, our offspring, the comfort of our eyes, and make us for the righteous. Yes, and make us leaders, that is, for the righteous. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us leaders for those individuals who are righteous. That is actually quite a beautiful dua. Not only are you asking for dua for servitude, for piety, but to become leaders in piety. Wow. Disobedient children, my dear viewers on Madani channel, they cause sorrow. But righteous children, they bring coolness to the eyes. Remember that, inshallah, azza wa jal. And even whilst teaching our children, giving them an upbringing, you need to think that the best upbringing is that which is the closest to the teachings of the religion of Islam. The closer and the more in harmony your teachings are to the religion, ultimately, the happier you will be, both in this world and the Akhirah. And then there are so many du'as mentioned within Surah Al-Baqarah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلَ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. So let's pause there for a moment. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا. Ya Allah, O our Lord, do not seize us if we forget or err or make mistake. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. O our Lord, do not place upon us a heavy burden. A heavy burden as you placed upon our predecessors. Allahu Akbar. And then, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. O our Lord, do not place upon us a burden that we cannot bear. Subhanallah. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And pardon us and forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا. And Ya Allah, O our Lord, O our Rabb, have mercy upon us. Anta Mawlana, you are our master. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, you are our master. Fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. So help us against the disbelieving people. This dua, it's a dua which if you can memorize, please do memorize. But this dua reflects, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon his ummah. Such mercy which was not granted to previous ummahs, to previous nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such ease, such comfort, which was not granted to previous nations in every way. Subhanallah. We must do these du'as. So du'a, in a sense, is also giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. That's such a beautiful that within our du'as, yes, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness, for barakah, for thawab, for mercy, rahmah. We ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of these. Then we continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant us more and more and more. Inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madrin channel, we are coming towards the end of our program for today. But I would say a beautiful narration for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Well, if you are to learn dua now, how many of these duas will you be able to learn? It's such a beautiful question. That how many of these duas are we going to learn? We've just heard these. I don't think we'll remember many of these. I don't think we'll actually learn these. Many of them we won't learn. But how about just taking one dua? How about just one dua? Take one dua and try to learn that one dua, inshallah. You won't be able to learn them all. You won't be able to remember every single one of them. But, okay, we can't remember them all. Let's just try and remember one. Inshallah. So how about we try to learn one, and which is amongst the most beautiful, the most important, you can say. And one which you can say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep forever on our tongues. What is this? This is Rabbana فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. I think this dua, I don't know, can you say one dua is the greatest of all duas, or one dua is more important than another dua? Of course, it's a dua of رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. You know, it truly is a beautiful dua. Truly is a dua for, you know, some have stated ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة. The hasana refers to your family. Yes, or the hasana includes everything, all goodness of this world. All goodness of this world, all goodness of the akhirah. And then protect us from the fire of hell. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, another dua, I think side by side, many of you would already have memorized up heart. Here's another one, inshallah. Why? Because we are people who have sinned. And so, my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's leave with the final dua. ربنا فاغفر لنا. Ya Allah, oh our Lord, فاغفر لنا. Forgive our sins. فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا. Forgive our sins. وكفر عنا سيئاتنا. And erase all of our evil deeds. وتوفنا مع الأبرار. And grant us death with the righteous. Because whatever else there is, my dear viewers, ultimately death upon Iman, death with the righteous, in the company of the righteous. Inshallah Azza wa Jal is death upon Iman, which is one of the best things we can have, inshallah ta'ala. Of course, it necessitates eternal happiness and success and salvation, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to learn more du'as and read more of these, inshallah Azza wa Jal. That's all for today. Join us next time for more of our Quran. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran. Words of Allah, pure and true. Lightning paths we